folks.
Mm-hmm.
And they use that expression, putting it safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now when a woman gets saved, gets up and always doing her daily housework, maybe sweeping around and so forth, what's your expression for saying what she's doing? She's doing what?
She's cleaning up.
Mm-hmm. And what would she usually sweep with?
Broom.
Yeah. Say if the door there were, if the room were right there and the door were open, you would say the room was where it would be?
Behind the door.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, did you ever see on houses, you'll see boards and it kind of lap over?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Okay. It's called board in, it's not board in batten. Lap drape? No, that's a boat. Tang groove? No. Clapboard? That's it. Clapboard. I'm trying to think of a term.
And you see the part of the house that covers the top, or there would be just the.
That's the roof.
Mm-hmm. And see, what about the things that they run around, maybe go around the house and carry off water?
Yeah, that's a gutter.
Mm-hmm. And. If you had a house and say a shed, you know, that were built together,
mm-hmm.
like this, would you have any name for the place where they came together? Would you have a special name for that?
I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, say you were doing some carpentry.
Could be a hip.
Doing some carpentry or something like that, nailing a board in somewhere, you'd say, I took the hammer and did what to the nail of life?
And drove it.
Mm-hmm. Or if you've been out working a long time talking about a nail, you said, I have done what to many nails?
I have driven.
And you mentioned the outdoor point that you had.
Mm-hmm.
What were some, do you have any other names for that?
Shall I say them here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Crap house was a good one. Shit house, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that sort of thing. No. Look at the expression we used.
Did you ever have any turn?
Outhouse.
If you were trying to be real polite.
Yeah.
What would you use there?
Well, I would say the toilet.
There we go.
But we call it, many call it the crab house, like that, among ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first time my sister ever, who was in rural Georgia, one place I saw near Concord, Georgia. And my sister was about 3 or 4, and she went out the outhouse and never been in one before. And of course, an old chicken got down in the bottom there, and Jane sat down. And then she did, the chicken started cackling and making noise. My sister refused to go, but we got her down the bottom. What are most of the houses around you, what are they wooden houses or what? Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Frame type. Wooden houses.
And are there any farms or anything much around here?
No, tree farming is the only thing we have around here. The land belongs to Manager DuPont. They raise trees. Buckeye Cellulose, an international paper company. But as a farms, no.
On a farm, what are some of the other buildings you might have besides a house?
I've seen a lot of farms. I've never lived on one. You might have a barn. You may have a smokehouse. These are the olden days now. You may have a corn crib. You may have some pens or keep the animals.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. I'm not much of a farmer, so mm-hmm. I just observe them from a distance.
You mentioned the barn. What would your name be for the upper part of the barn, that where you might keep hay stored? Right. Hay,
well, probably the hayloft.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.